Believe it or not, it's actually quite common for young, inquisitive kids to swallow objects such as coins, a small toy, a pen top, or something else like that. Just to be clear, we're not talking about choking here. Choking is when an object gets lodged in the throat or the windpipe and stops air getting into the lungs. The first aid for choking is different. What we're talking about are objects that have been swallowed into the esophagus, the pipe food passes along that connects the throat to the stomach and the rest of the gastrointestinal tract. The good news is that more than 80% of the time, a swallowed object will pass through the child's digestive tract and then leave their body in their stools without causing any problems. It's only occasionally that an object will get stuck and need to be removed by a doctor. The most common place for something to get stuck is in the lower part of the esophagus. That's because the narrowest point of the digestive tract is the sphincter, the ring of muscle, that sits at the top of the stomach at the point where the esophagus joins. Clues that an object may be stuck here are if the child complains of problems swallowing or pain in their chest or in their neck, if you hear noisy breathing or coughing, or if you can see the child has difficulty breathing, or if they're drooling saliva. In this situation, urgent medical attention is needed, which generally means calling an ambulance. Remember, it's 144 for an ambulance in Switzerland. Once an object has passed into the stomach, then it won't usually cause any problems, but occasionally a swallowed object can get stuck lower down in the digestive tract. This time, possible symptoms include vomiting, abdominal pain, blood in the stools or vomit, and sometimes a fever. Again, urgent medical attention is needed. Another important thing to mention is that if a child swallows any type of battery, a magnet, or an item containing lead, then they should always be taken to hospital. These objects have the potential to cause internal harm in the body, so the child will need close follow-up. When the child arrives in the emergency room, depending on what object they have swallowed, a metal detector may be used, and/or an X-ray may be carried out to look for the position of the object. However, not all objects are radio opaque and show up on X-ray. In such cases, and particularly if the child has symptoms, then different imaging techniques may be used to try to find the object's position. And sometimes an endoscopy may be advised. An endoscopy is when a flexible tube with a light and camera attached is passed through the mouth, down the throat, and into the digestive tract. So in summary, my advice is that if your child has swallowed an object and they're unwell with any of the symptoms I've mentioned, they need urgent medical attention. Otherwise, you could call your paediatrician, the out-of-hours doctor for your area, or the local emergency department to ask for advice, and they will give you the information about the next steps to take, depending on what has been ingested. In some cases, if the child has no worrying symptoms, then all that may be needed is observation at home. Interestingly, the advice is that you don't need to examine the child's stools to look for the swallowed object. It's often missed, and so this can cause more anxiety. That's it for this episode. Catch this podcast again and others in the series at worldradio.ch. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.